And comes now, with no musical introduction, a flashback to several shows or portions of shows in August of 2001. Today, of course, when I'm making this, it's 2026, 25 years later, May 14th, Thursday. But way back then, it was August 2nd. And you're going to be hearing some stuff with some of the sound being uneven, so you may have to, usually it's not too loud, usually it's too difficult to hear. You have to turn up the volume, and I've also excised different portions that really, I know that you can hear enough to really want to, if you want to really be able to hear it clearly. If you still want to hear it, you can go to the actual original archives, which are on the huffsantacruz.org website, which is where I'm getting it from. In any case, the first thing you'll hear on this August 2nd is some interviews with the San Francisco meeting of the NASNA group, the North American Street Newspaper Association. I was once a writer for Street Spirit newspaper, and sometimes my stories are still available online at Santa Cruz Indie Media. If you go to that website, indiebay.org/Santa Cruz. You'll be hearing interviews with people there. A guy called Mark Coldfinger is, unless I got his name wrong, and who knows, he could be a famous relative of the fictional criminal. Never mind him. We have lengthy discussions of the, and you'll hear voices against the Chronicle's bigoted coverage of homeless folks as skunks, punks, and drunks, as KSCO's commentators once referred to them. Yeah, there's an interview with Dangerous John Teelking, as I call him, talking about Mumia protests. We have an interview with a gentleman, Just Man, I used to call him, Just Man Jim Costner, from the jail in Elmwood, where he was being held for smashing the Columbus statue in front of San Jose City Hall. There's an interview with Gordon from Tucson, part of the Arizona Coalition for the Homeless. And we hear a bit about what, at least from the perspective of Poor magazine, happened to Ken Meshesh, who fought a apparently successful case defending his right to be homeless in public places in Berkeley. And finally, a conversation with Juby, a jaywalker victim of police in Santa Cruz. And you'll hear his story. On August 16th, which is the next segment that we have at least part of, I think it's most of it, you're going to hear a Dignity Village activist from Portland, Oregon, and Street Roots newspaper, which is a pretty packed newspaper sold by homeless folks, similar to Street Spirit newspaper here in the Bay Area, and also sometimes in Santa Cruz. You're also going to hear folks from Camp Paradise, Richard Posner and Shelley, talking about their initial views of Camp Paradise. Finally, Dirt Clod, a long time, at that point, Camp Paradise in the middle of 2001 was not long time, but he was one of the older residents, both in terms of residency there and also age. And you'll hear from Glenn Maurer, former head of the public defenders in Santa Barbara, and a couple of closing interviews with the Jesus Loves You Kitchen, Tina, traveling around with her three buses full of activists feeding people wherever they went. So check it out, see what you think of it, and get out and replicate some of those early days is what I would urge people to consider doing. Reclaim the streets, reclaim the rights that people should have to be able to sleep decently, frankly, take a crap decently, which is where, for example, folks on the Coral Street perimeter next to the multi-million-dollar poverty industrial complex Funding Matters, which calls itself Homeless or Housing Matters, is essentially colludes with the police to exhaust and deport, by the which I mean remove and destroy the property of homeless folks who are encamped there. And that's going to happen tomorrow at 7 o'clock if you're listening to this on the 14th. On the 15th in the morning, police are going to come and do a, if they do what they say they're going to do, in notices posted on tents up and down where dozens of folks are sleeping outside on Coral Street because they have no other place to go and are going to be sent to other don't be here places, which is what the Santa Cruz solution to homelessness is. Underneath the glitter and the glamour and the gloss of the lot of money being spent unaccountably to essentially not provide homeless services, but provide the illusion of homeless services and benefits for those who pose as or believe themselves to be poverty fighters, you know. So check that out. Give a call if you see things happening or you know of things that are happening, whether it's by police authorities, by shelter authorities, by merchants, by folks running motel businesses. Keep us advised. We can pass these reports on, particularly if they're credible. That's really important. But people have a right to be heard. And unfortunately, because free radio is no longer on the air these days, I'm essentially only doing interviews that I catch and then can pass on after a certain period of time. I used to do that anyway, even when we were on the air, but there was also the possibility of calling in directly. And you can call in directly to the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom line. That's my home phone, 831-423-4833. And report what you see. And also, if you're interested in civil rights for homeless folks, we meet weekly at the Sub Rosa Cafe, which is right next to the Bike Church at 703 Pacific Avenue. That's 1:30 to 3:30 on Thursdays. Or you can come to the Santa Cruz Homeless Union meeting, which is the day before every Wednesday, and that's from 3:30 to 5 at the back of the Red Church. And there's also a Wednesday, 6 o'clock, homeless forum where some political candidates are going to be talking, also at the Red Church. That'll be, I guess, on the 20th. You can check that out if you'd like. And finally, there's Soup Stock. That's on the 17th. Going to be music and booths and gatherings of folks on the green or the, I don't know, it's going to be more cement than green or pond at San Lorenzo Park. And that's going to be starting at noon. And there'll be tables and free food and free music. So come there too, going through the afternoon. Talk to you again if you're listening. Take care.